Learn the art of investing on MoneyWise.
Just when one question gets resolved, all thanks to, I'm hoping, the MoneyWise podcast. By the way, welcome to the show. This is Sheetal. You have another one that pops up in your head. But that is really what we're attempting to do. Catch every question that springs up and hit it down with an answer in time for you to actually create wealth. Why equity funds are a must for long-term investments is perhaps a question that you're asking. And we've decided to call on yet another expert on the MoneyWise podcast, B. Padmanabhan, Director of Fortune Investments. He's also a wealth and prosperity coach. He's a regular contributor to investment blogs. He also quit, by the way, interestingly, an e-publishing career to pursue his passion, by the way, for financial planning and counseling. So yes, good to have B. Padmanabhan on our side. Welcome to the show, to the MoneyWise podcast, I should say. And you clearly have the wealth of experience that spans different fields. And therefore, in many ways, you're a person who understands the mindset of different types of investors. So I'm really thrilled that we have you on our side on this conversation today. Welcome to the show. And how are you doing, Padmanabhan?
Yeah, I'm doing good, Sheetal. Thank you very much for inviting me to this podcast.
Now, Padmanabhan, I'd read in this blog post where you once said that making money is very easy. Now, I have to say that sometimes I feel it's not that easy to begin with. But keeping wealth and creating wealth is more difficult. Why did you say this? It would be good for our listeners to understand.
See, actually, today, everybody is making money irrespective of their profession. But even somebody feel that no, making money is difficult, then it is a time for them to get into the right job. So today, for me, making money is simple. So right. What is difficult? So money, what I look at it, money is a resource. So whatever we are making out of our profession is a resource. That resource may not be enough in the future goals, like, you know, child education or, you know, retirement and all those things. That is the reason we need to deploy the money properly. Mm-hmm. So most of the investors feel that, you know, making money is only my job. So here, what I advise investor to deploy the money properly based on your long-term goal. For that, you need to sit with the professional, how much I need to save for each and every goal. So that is the reason I told, you know, making money is very easy and keeping the money and growing wealth is not easy.
The other thing that you said, right, is that investment has more to do with emotions than actually the investments themselves. This had me a bit thrown. Could you explain what you meant by that?
Yeah. See, today, whether we like it or not, we are emotional people. 98% of the people are emotional. And, you know, most of our decision, whether it is a investment or any professional decision or any personal decision, it is based out of emotions. Hmm. So when somebody is investing based out of emotions, they will hardly make any money. So that is the reason I told, you know, emotion should not be in place. And in school, colleges, or in universities, even the workplace, nobody taught us, you know, how to manage emotions.
Right.
So one thing, you know, what I personally feel, education should allow one person to be confident and face any challenges in the world. So that is the reason I told, when you go with the financial professionals, then, you know, these emotions will be very much in your control and you can create all the wealth.
Now, the other thing that we keep hearing of, Padmanabhan, is that equity funds are considered to be the best long-term investments. But then, you know, this other doubt comes into the mind, because are mutual funds and SIPs really the best way to create wealth? Seeing as, you know, there's so much of skepticism even today, especially when the stock market is tank, if this is really indeed such a good idea, or is it all just some marketing hype by banking and financial institutions to simply increase their consumer base because of the volatility involved? So do tell us, are equity funds indeed the best way to create wealth?
In fact, you know, you tell me any one person who is having a huge gold reserve or no, has got so much of real estate, they are rich. People who are rich across the world, they have a business. So the equity is the base. So definitely it is very much proved that, you know, equity in the long term will generate wealth. But the challenge is, you know, how to get in. So it is not easy because the markets are always volatile. Today, if you given an opportunity, everyone wants to choose a business rather than work for someone. But at the same time, people are not doing it because, you know, it's not easy. Here, when you are investing through a mutual fund or, you know, the stock, we are indirectly investing in a stock market and we have the ability to choose the best person. Say, if you assume Mukesh Ambani is the best person, you know, you can buy shares of Mukesh Ambani or no, anybody for, or Tata or anybody for that matter. So it allows you to choose the right person for your wealth creation. And more importantly, the SIP. So the SIP is also on a regular basis. Today, 11,300 is the SIP book size. And you know, most of the investor comes to the market or to invest in a mutual fund based on the last year rally. Say, for example, between March 2020 and March 2021, in the last 1 year, if you invest something called equity, if it is a large cap, it has generated some 60-70%. If it is a small cap, it's more than 100%. So investor comes to the party once the party is over, and you know, in a short span, it has generated so much of return, and they are expecting the same return in the coming year. It will never be possible. So you have to understand the investment vehicle. See, if you take the last 40 years, 1979-80 is the Sensex started. From 80 to now, we are in 2020. The last 42 years, more than 27 or 28 years, market is positive. Only 14 years is market negative, which means 70% of the time, market is positive. So when you understand the market, so creating wealth and you know, expecting 15%, especially in the small cap and mid cap, is very much possible. But it comes out with volatility. And when you consider investment, volatility is your best friend. When the market is down, either you keep quiet or if you have a surplus, you keep investing. So automatically the wealth will be generated. Right. So there are so many new age business has the ability to generate more than 15% that will come only in the small and mid cap space. So definitely we can create a longer time, you know, wealth creations through the mutual fund way. So what, it's not a market gimmick, it is in reality as well.
You're listening to MoneyWise, successful investment ideas that create wealth. Did you know?
One trend that was the hallmark of the mutual fund industry in 2021 was the rise of passive funds. A recent report estimates the AUM, or assets under management, of passive funds will go from Rs. 3 lakh crore in March 2021 to Rs. 25 lakh crore by March 2025.
Personal finance simplified only on MoneyWise.
Now, here's the other thing, right? We saw an interesting coming together of two very different words in a previous podcast, idiot and financial planning. On this one itself, you brought in the word emotion and helped us understand what place it has, whether it has any place at all. Now, the third word that's coming in over here is something that you referenced in a in another column in 2021, which is magic. You said that SIPs, you praised, in fact, SIPs as a magical step in the journey of financial planning in the effort to achieve financial goals spread across time frames. What is magical, Padmanabhan, about SIPs, could you explain?
See, actually, we used to have an investment process called RD, which is a recurring deposit. It was there for ages. In fact, you know, my father and you know my grandfather also, they used to make a recurring deposit because they earn some money and they put it in a bank or post office on a regular basis. And in every year for their annual expenses, they are making use of the particular money. Earlier, the interest rate was very high and the inflation is also low. So they don't need to get into the equity market. In fact, you know, equity market is there from only 1980 and mutual funds from 1993. So RD, they are already used. Now, we are using a same concept, but it is a SIP, systematic investment plan. In RD, you will get a fixed return. In a mutual fund, because of the market is volatile, you are getting a variable return. So this variable return helps you to accumulate more units over a longer period of time. See, first month, you know, you bought a NAV at 10 rupee 20 paise, next month 10 rupee 10 paise. If it is coming down, you can buy more units. But in a longer run, you can have more units. So that is how it works. And one more thing, today, anybody who is working, and especially after 3-4 years of their service, you know, they get into the home loan. So home loan, earlier, so at the time of taking home loan, they were earning around 1 lakh rupees. Once they take a home loan, automatically 50% of the money goes towards EMI. So they have to live with the 50% of the money, which is very, very difficult in the earlier few months. But somehow or other, no, they will try to adjust and they try to live with 50,000 rupees. So same thing, we need to allocate each and every money for their long-term goals, like, you know, child education, children marriage, our retirement. So that is why I'm telling you, SIP is a magical steps. And not only that, no, it will create a discipline in your savings. So that is the need of the hour. Today, most of the problem comes because we are not disciplined. And, you know, sorry to say this, we Indians are born indisciplined. Most of the time, whatever the discipline come to us, because by force. Here, you know, as a financial professional, I am forcing them to do disciplined investments through their long-term goals.
I like the use of the word discipline again, because that is, as you rightly pointed out, something that a lot of us have to struggle with to actually get to some level of order. Now, you've been in this field for several years, Padmanabhan, and you've had, you know, quite a journey. You started with science as a field. Your you know, key areas of interest would be physics. Then you worked in the publishing industry and then moved to finance. Now, if you were to boil all of it down to five investment tips, five pieces of wisdom for our listeners, what would those five pieces be?
Thanks for the wonderful question. See, first tip, you know, start investment early. The moment you start working and get your first salary, you should start saving. But most of the time, what will happen? We feel that, no, first 1 year, no, I want to relax. Then only I want to, I will save. But you will never get it. In fact, no, there is something called the cost of delay. So even a month, even a year, if you start late, in the next 20 years, that 1 year cost of delay is a huge. It will run into few lakhs. So the moment you get into this, you know, starting early is a first step.
Okay.
And second thing, you know, most of the investor, know, they fall early into the housing loan trap. In fact, I call it as a trap. Because first 10 years, you don't know where you going to live and which industry you are going to be there. So it is not at all clear. And moreover, before you buy a house, you know, your wife may or may not like your house, or, you know, the surroundings and everything. It is very difficult to buy multiple house in their lifetime. Even buying one house itself is a very big task for everyone. And your salary is also very, very low when you started buying at the earlier part of your career. But 10 years, 15 years down the line, you know, more or less you'll be settled, you know how much you require, you know, how big your family, whether you can afford 2-bedroom or 3-bedroom. So all those things, you know, it will be good, because once you have decided to buy a house, don't buy a house immediately. Take minimum 10 years to 15 years. Okay. Until such time, you know, as if you bought the house and you save that money through SIP, so that will help you to pay some down payment or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And third thing, you know, as I mentioned earlier, investment decisions are non-emotional, but be realistic in our approach. Most of our investment decisions are always emotional, because my neighbor or my colleague, you know, he bought some iPhone, or, you know, he bought some house, or he bought some car, you know, we will also try to buy the same thing. Even though both are earning the same salary, and each and every individual is unique. So it is better to take our investment decision non-emotional.
Okay.
And fourth one is power of compounding. See, power of compounding, you know, somebody says that, you know, Einstein told it's an eighth wonder. Whether it is true or not, power of compounding works only in the long term. At the end of the day, it is not about how much money you invest, how long you stay invested. Even if you start saving only 1,000 rupees for the next 35 years at the rate of 15%, no, making you will become a crore pati. So, but you know, the 420 months, you hardly put 4.2 lakhs, but it is more than a crore. So what it tells, it is, but somebody is ready to put instead of 4.2, 8.4 lakhs, can I get it in 20 years? It won't. So it is more of a time, not the value. And fifth one, you know, see, today you need a professional, because earlier all the money, whatever we are earning, we are giving it to our parents. Okay, they only give the money to us. today we are earning and we are spending. So there is no control. And you know, many of us try to spend money, you know, some bonus is coming or some hike is expected. So we try to spend well in advance.
Right.
So the point is, so the need of the hour is a professional, like, you know, like a doctor, family doctor, you should have a financial professional. So definitely they will help you to achieve all your long-term goals. Mm. And last but not the least, mutual fund investments are volatile investments, not a risky investment. There is a difference between volatile and risky. Volatility is our best friend when it comes to investments. These are all the 5 points, you know, I want to convey.
Absolutely. And, you know, in addition to actually reinforcing some of the other ideas that we've heard across the other MoneyWise podcasts, like, you know, the power of compounding for that matter, or starting early on your investment journey, you've given us a few new things to think about. One is the housing loan trap, indeed. Volatility being actually a friend in your investment journey. That's a good takeaway. Professional expertise, of course, and keeping the emotions out. And I think we've got a good sense of how to begin this journey, the kind of mindset required to actually take that money, make that money actually first, then turn it into wealth. Thank you so much for joining us on this MoneyWise podcast and telling us why equity funds are a must for long-term investments.
Yeah, pleasure is mine. Wonderful talking to you and share my thoughts to the investing community. Thank you so much.
You're listening to MoneyWise, brought to you by IDFC Mutual Funds. Check out the rest of our series for more investment advice. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.